Johnny had had another purpose in coming in here. He wanted to see what Turl may have set up that somebody else had missed. He hobbled around the cage, staying wide of Turl and keeping part of an eye on him. He looked at the inside walls below the bars, looked into the pool. Turl had a small pile of things wrapped in a tarpaulin. Johnny motioned with his left hand for Turl to back up and went over to the loose package. He knelt and flipped it open. There was a garment in there, no more than a wraparound. Turl was wearing another one now and was otherwise naked. There was a bent kerbango saucepan with a hole in it and no kerbango. And a cyclo dictionary. What on earth would the very educated Turl, in cyclo at least, be doing with a cyclo dictionary? Johnny backed up out of the reach of the chain. What was the word Turl had just used? Ah, there it was. Repenting. The action of being sorrowful or self-reproachful for what one has done or failed to do. A word adopted from the Huckner language and said to be actually experienced by some alien races.
Repenting? You?
It was his turn to laugh.
Didn't I put you in a cage? Don't you realize that it could give one feelings of...
blank? Johnny looked that word up. Guilt. The painful feeling of self-reproach resulting from a conviction one had done something wrong or immoral. Adopted from the Chinko language and useful to political officers in degrading individuals of subject races. Said by Professor Holtz to factually exist as an emotion in some aliens. He popped the book shut.
You must have some too, animal. After all, I was like a father to you, and you labored day and night to shatter my future. In fact, I clearly suspect that you just used me so you could betray me.
Like the exploding truck?
What exploding truck?
The delivery flatbed,
said Johnny patiently.
Oh, I thought you meant that blade scraper you got yourself trapped in. The one that blew up out there on the plateau. You animals are always hard on machinery.
He sighed.
So, here I am, the
blank
subject of your revenge.